And I cut them up. I took the covering all off of them, and he said, "Can I?" I asked him if I could work there a little bit. Yeah. So I cut them all up and bundled them all up, and I asked them if they would ship them over to Roosevelt Field, which they did. And then I got down the tube and went across, went home again. I was staying with my brother in Flushing, New York. And I had the engines overhauled, and the new radio gear installed. And then I called up Terrence over there in New York and had him, or in L.A., and had him come over. And by golly, we flew the thing, got the pilot flying it to take us to Fairbanks. And we started out, and we got down to Winston-Salem. That's where the pilot was from. And he wanted to go home and get some clothes and stuff, tell his wife he's going. So we flew to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and spent the night there, and then took off and went across, stopped at Indianapolis, and so on, and got into Cutbank, Montana. We got to Cutbank, where our passes were supposed to be, you know. Gaffney or somebody set up a ruling you couldn't get into Alaska without a pass. Somebody did, the Air Corps, or the Army or somebody. So I had gone through all this stuff getting a pass in New York City, and Terrence had done the same thing with the police. You get fingerprinted, you get mugged, everything. In New York, it took me 4 hours before they would finally do it. They thought I was some foreign spy, I guess, or some goddamn thing. Finally, they did. They said, "Okay, we got to do it." They fingerprinted me and took my picture and made out all the paperwork, and I shot it to the people that let you in. Now, what the heck is it? The customs. Sent it to them, and Terrence did the same thing. They said, "We ship it to Cutbank." So when we got there, nothing. So at the end of 14 days, we're getting awful tired of sitting in Cutbank. In the meantime, Terrence had checked out in the airplane. We went down to Helena, the FAA, and they checked him out, and we shipped the other bird home, the pilot. And Terrence and I did some flying around so he'd get some time in. And I worked on the engine a little bit, changed the oil, fiddled around. And you know, that by golly, we got an order one day from Telegram, the customs there, to leave us go, from General Gaffney right here in Fairbanks. And so we waited a minute or two, and a day or two, so they shipped up four carpenters and all their tools from L.A., and they come in on a train, and we loaded them aboard and took off from Fairbanks.